Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
welcome to Tarot Tuesday. Thanks for joining us on Off Limits tonight. If you want to have a reading, you can call in. The number is 347-637-1115. Which is new. It seems like they changed my call-in number for some reason. Strange. Anyway, some people are having problems. It says BTR is having some issues tonight with call-ins, et cetera. So they said they're trying to fix the problem. So if you call in and have an issue, I apologize. Also, just a fair warning, I've been having issues with phone calls when I do have a reading with my voice going in and out, for some reason. I don't know why. I'm also trying to get that fixed with BTR as well, but hopefully that won't interfere with the reading. If it does, I apologize. If you can't understand me when I'm speaking because the mic is kind of going in and out, just let me know, and I'll try to make it clearer or try to speak louder to see whatever will fix the issue, hopefully. So hopefully we can get that taken care of, but we'll see what happens. So I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller. I've got several callers waiting for readings tonight. So I'm going to go to 718. Are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what can I do for you tonight?
You could do me a card reading on love.
Love, okay. Let's just see. And is there any particular time period you want me to look into for you?
Yeah, I guess any time from now till,
like a year or
yeah,
next year?
I guess. Whatever, yeah.
Okay, let's look for the next, like, 2013 for you. Let's do it that way.
Okay.
What is your name?
Lisa,
okay, 1 second. Okay, I'm going to shuffle the cards and just think about your love life and kind of keep that in your mind, and we'll go from there.
Here we go.
Let's see. The first card for you is the High Priestess reversed, and that signifies sort of someone who's had recent, this is your recent past, and so something possibly to do with sort of short-sightedness. Someone may have kind of taken you by surprise. This is about your love life and passion. So I don't know if you're coming out of a previous relationship, but it's showing the High Priestess reversed, which typically indicates that. Then we have the Seven of Swords card, and in regards to love, it kind of represents a new love or whatever. So I see something, I mean, by the cards anyway, the cards are saying that there's something coming in to your near future, if it's not already in your circle now, a new relationship. So that's good. It's a good omen for that. Then we have the King of Swords card. The King of Swords is a man who is very controlled. Someone's professional. It could be someone like an attorney or a doctor or a lawyer or a judge or something like that. It's somebody who's very professional and has his life together and is very he has his crap together, basically. So that's good. Then after that, we have the Chariot card, and that's your overarching card for this coming year. The Chariot, in relation anyway to love, is a success and good things moving forward. So that's good. That's really good. So we have three cards left for you. The next card is the Seven of Wands reversed. And when that's reversed like this, it's sort of having anxiety or something. So you may have some sort of you're going to meet this guy, and it seems like you're going to have some sort of anxiety about it. Perhaps you're hesitant to let him in or something, or maybe he's even in your circle now, but whatever the case is, it seems like you may be hesitant about him. The next card, two cards left, we have the Ace of Pentacles card, which is just success and new beginnings and prosperous new beginnings. So that's good. The last card is the World card, which is an amazing card, especially you're talking about love, and it's about perfection and success. So overall, the reading is saying this, essentially, that you may have just come out of some sort of relationship, I don't know, but something to do with passion, a passionate relationship of some sort in the past, and that's somehow affecting your future. But this guy is in your circle now, approximately, you know, at least in the near future, and he definitely is someone who's very successful, someone who you can definitely depend upon. The Chariot card saying that you are going to have all good things with this relationship, and it's going to move forward and it's going to do well. But you may have some anxiety about it because of your past issues. But it's saying you have a very good beginning in this relationship. You have success, you have prosperity coming, and the World card saying you have fulfillment. So it's a very fulfilling relationship. So this guy who's coming to your life is going to be good for you. Now, I don't see any like cards that show like love or romance or anything like that. And that doesn't mean it's not going to have one. It just means that beginning of this relationship anyway, there's not really a huge passionate connection, but that doesn't mean it won't develop into that later. So it's saying that it's going to perhaps move slowly, but it's going to culminate in something successful and really great for you because the World card's a really, really good card. So does that help you?
I mean, yeah, definitely for future thinking. Yeah, because I didn't recently go through a breakup, but you did explain, like, it's hard for me to say that I was seeing the person before. Someone else, passion. No, the original thing you described was because it's like I haven't seen him lately, so it could feel like a breakup because I'm pulling away from that energy.
It's a past. Yeah. Card just basically represents your past energy, so maybe you had a very passionate relationship with him before.
Yes. So you started to get very passionate. That actually was very slow moving. And then eventually it got passionate after a year. I like to take my time.
It seems to be a similar situation this time around because it seems to be, even though, because I didn't see the Two of Cups card or the Lovers card or anything that would indicate it's a hugely, you know, passionate relationship at the beginning, but ultimately whatever this relationship, whoever this man is going to be coming in, if it's the same guy or not, it's going to be a successful relationship. So it's a good thing. Okay.
Yeah, and this is someone that I don't know because it sounds like you're describing someone that I don't know. The whole lawyers, I know tons of lawyers.
Yeah.
that's what makes me laugh. But I'm thinking, like, do you pick up a time frame when the person comes in?
Well, we did say when I put the cards, I did say the next 12 months. So it should be some time in the next 12 months. But it did say also in your present situation, your time right now in your life, appearing very in the immediate future. So I would say the next month at least, you'd make it in life, this man.
Okay? Wait, so that again, you said something. I couldn't hear you.
Sorry. The cards say that this person will come into your immediate future probably in the next 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
Wow. Well, thank you. I hope
thank
it helped you.
Yes, it did. How... It definitely did.
Okay, good. You have a great night. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
All right. So that's good. Hopefully she will have the man of her dreams come into her life, and I'm glad I could do a good reading for once. A lot of times I have readings and they're just horrible and people's love lives are just really not great or the finances aren't great, but I just tell you essentially what the cards tell me. So that's what we're going to do tonight, as I always do, just tell you what the cards say. All right, so the next caller is from, 857.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, hi, my name is Linda.
Nice to meet you, Linda. What can I do for you?
I kind of just wanted to know why my mother-in-law is being super nice all of a sudden.
Super nice all of a sudden? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your mother-in-law's name?
Beverly.
Beverly. And what is your name again?
Linda.
Okay. All right, Linda. Let's see here. Okay, you think about your mother-in-law, Beverly, and we will see what the cards say. Here we go. Okay. The first card that comes up is the Death card. And let me look over this real quick. Let's see. Death card, you've got the Eight of Cups. Did she recently lose someone or break up with somebody or something or have a really bad situation? Maybe she lost her money or something like that happened to her recently in the recent past?
Yeah.
Okay, she did. Okay, good. Okay, well, don't tell me anymore. Just hold on. Let's see what else they say here. Okay, so the Death card's recent past. Okay, and then we have the Eight of Cups reversed. Okay, and so she's moving on. Let me just kind of overlook this, and I'll interpret it for you. Just a second. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The Nostalgic card, and we have the Strength reversed, and we have Two of Cups. And okay, well, it looks like to me, as I said, the first card that came up was the Death card. And so, as I said, that represents either she had an actual loss of someone around her, somebody died, or she lost a relationship of some sort or partnership, or she like had a huge loss of money or something. So she definitely had some huge loss, a major loss in her life. And in the present time, she's sort of got kind of a she's a little happier for some reason. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It sounds horrible, but lost something in the recent past, and now this present, she's got kind of, she's just festive and whatever for some reason. So I don't know, whatever she lost, even though it was definitely a loss for her, it seems like she seems maybe a little freer or a little, something's on her back now. And then you have the Six of Cups card, and that's about nostalgia or bring her past, things from her past, whatever. So she's definitely got, this is the immediate future. She's definitely thinking about things of her past, kind of reviewing her own life. You've got the Strength card at the overarching spot in this reading, and the Strength card reversed for her. So she's kind of, this kind of neat, represents weakness, essentially. And when it's reversed, it means weakness, sort of lack of faith in the future or whatever. So maybe even though she's sort of presenting herself happy, it seems to me she's actually having an issue with lack of faith in the future because she's thinking about the past, et cetera. We have three cards left. We have the Two of Cups card, which is a partnership of some sort. And this, it's a nostalgia card. So this could mean, I don't know, but it could mean somebody else coming into her life soon, a man or whatever, someone from her life that she's very close to, and you see a very strong connection with this person. This person may be the reason for her happiness. But I don't know. Two cards left with the Page of Swords card. The Page of Swords is very vigilant and just kind of very persevering or whatever. So that's what she is for. And the last card is the Knight of Swords reversed, and that's representing a man. She's kind of selfish or whatever. So overall, this is what it's saying to me, that it seems like she's had some kind of loss, and she may be going a little Looney Tunes right now. I don't know what the loss was. It's caused her to act a little different than she may normally act. So even though she's presenting herself happy, she's definitely focused on her past, she's focused on her, whether it's this particular situation that occurred or her own past. And something from her past, someone from her past, it could be, I don't know if she lost a marriage or I don't know if she got, she lost.
Yeah. No, the marriage. Yes, yes.
Okay, that makes sense then, because she's got the Two of Cups across from it, so that makes sense. Okay, well, she's definitely, even though she's presenting herself as weak, she definitely is very, very, I mean, as fun or happy or whatever, she definitely is very, very weak right now in a very bad situation. And she definitely does need help, even though she may not seem like it. She needs someone to lean on. And so perhaps she's just, you know, doing that with you or with some other people around her, I don't know. She seems a little desperate, and she seems a little out of her mind. Not like crazy, but just like
off balance, just off energy wise.
Exactly. So I think that whatever her loss was, you know, the death of her husband or whatever it was, it definitely, or divorce or whatever, has deeply affected her. And so her personality has changed as a result of that. That's what she's going through right now. So that's why.
That she's being nice to me is because of the death of the relationship?
Being nice to you because she needs someone to lean on. She needs somebody to hold on to right now. And even if you don't get along with this person, you don't like her or she doesn't like you, you're there for her to hold, to lean on to some degree. Somehow or another, she sees you as someone to be there for her because she's so desperate to need to have someone to lean on right now, because she's going through a major shift in her life right now. And unfortunately, it doesn't, as I said before, it doesn't seem like she's all that well balanced right now. And that explains why she's acting out of sorts, none of her typical, you know, personality, because she's a little out of her mind, like I said. So if she's not normally nice to you and she's being nice to you all of a sudden, it's because she's a little out of her brain right now. She's not herself. And she needs somebody to lean on. I think that just happens to be, you happen to be someone who's there at the moment. So that's what it says.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, so I'm going to take a quick break, and we've got several more callers waiting for us. We've got 484-813-248-505-706-971 and 619. You guys are all, I see all you there, and I'll be with you in just a moment. Be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back. We've got several callers still waiting, so let's get to the next caller. We have 484. Hello.
Hi, hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can I help you?
Well, my name is Tiffany, and I was calling up to find out regarding my love life.
Okay. Your name's Stephanie?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. I'm sorry, Tiffany. Okay, Tiffany.
Yes.
All right. Just 1 second. Okay. I typically will read ahead for about a year. Is that okay? The next year for you, or do you want to know a longer time span than that?
Well, a year is fine, or 6 months. Now,
okay.
Do I ask you a specific question? Because I would like to know about a specific man.
Yeah, the more specific, the better.
Okay, basically, I would like to know if the man, Dan, is going to be returning in my life, and like a time frame.
Okay. Then I'll pose the question over the next 12 months, and I'll ask if Dan is going to return into your life, and we'll see what it says, okay?
Yes.
Okay, 1 second. Okay. Okay, let's see. We have the King of Swords, the Page of Wands, the High Priestess, Four of Cups, the Ten of Wands, Knight of Pentacles, and the Two of Wands. So, well, I don't know if Dan in the past, this person has been deceitful to you in the past, or some sort of I don't know if he's deceived you, but the first card we have is the Queen of Swords card reversed, and that maybe you deceived him, I don't know, but it seems like there's some sort of deception that was in your past with this person, or some sort of deceitfulness of some kind. And then we have the Page of Wands, the present time for you, and that's reversed as well. Somebody who's having some sort of indecision or not really sure what they want to do or how they want to move forward. Also, someone who may like break your heart, or, you know, and this is the present time. So I'm going to interpret this better in a minute, but the next card we have is the High Priestess card reversed. And she's somebody who's revealing passion, which is your future, immediate future, or just the next year anyway. And this is someone that's, you know, a passionate person, so it's passion. The card that's overarching for your entire reading, though, is the Four of Cups card. And that card is that somebody who really has disappointment and bad chance or something. And somebody who's just, you know, something offers you something and you don't really want it because you've had a bad experience already. The next card we have is the Ten of Wands card. And that's just really kind of pushing against the status quo, kind of pushing sort of against a situation, trying too hard, trying really hard to meet a goal and trying really hard to make it happen. So in terms of your relationship with this person, this is not looking good, by the way. And we have two more cards, the Knight of Pentacles reversed. And that is it usually represents a guy. And the Knight of Pentacles is somebody who's sort of like, narrow-minded and kind of very, very set in their ways or whatever. And the last card we have is the Two of Wands card. And that card, you know, it's not a bad card. In your situation, we're talking about Dan. It's somebody who's kind of looking to dominate someone. So this is overall what it's saying, basically. It seems like there was some kind of deception on one part, your part or his part in the past. I don't know what. There is definitely... seems like he's going, I don't know, it seems like there is an opportunity to be around him again. I don't see love or any kind of indication that you're going to get back together. And if you do, I do see a broken heart happening for you. I do see that, or one of you having a broken heart. And I do see that it's saying that although it could be a passionate relationship, The whole thing is going to be sort of like going uphill, an uphill battle the whole time. And it seems like he may be someone who's very set in his ways and someone who's very kind of dogmatic or whatever about his views. And you're going to be, it seems like you're going to have an opportunity to have him back in your life in some way or another. But you're not sure if that's something you want. It looks, that's what it's saying here. And the last card is saying domination. So it's saying essentially that, yeah, he may come back around this year in 2013, but it doesn't look like a good idea. And I don't see any indication of a true long lasting romance between the two of you. I see just a sense of passion maybe, and a sense of, on your part, possibly hurt and deceitfulness on his part, maybe. And he seems like kind of an asshole in some ways. So I don't think it's a good idea if he does come back around this year, but I do see him coming back around in your life. Yes. Is it something you really want to do, is get back involved with this guy? Was it really that great to begin with? Because it doesn't look like it was it?
I know this guy ever since I was a little girl. So 7 months ago, I decided to asked him out and wanted to start dating him because he had gotten really screwed over by his ex-girlfriend. He actually caught her with somebody else in the act. He came home and bingo, bango, there it was. And then he forgave her. He went back to her again. He did it again. So then he was single and I kind of felt sorry for him and I felt bad. And I thought, you know, let me approach him and let me just say, hey, you know, maybe we could hang out and go to the movies. I was just looking to just kind of hang out and be a pal. Well, you know, my feelings got involved and, you know, I really care about this person. And what happened was a third party started saying that, to me saying, you know, we believe that Dan is just using you, just using you, whatever. And I approached Dan with that a couple weeks ago, and he said, I don't really care. I don't really care what that person was saying, and just totally shut me out, just said stop.
Okay.
So there's been no communication for 10 days. This third party actually put it all over Facebook that Dan was just using me, didn't like me, everything. And when I confronted Dan about it, he's like, freedom of speech, you need to stop. So my whole thing is I'm hoping that Dan approaches the third party and basically tells that person off and gets that person out of his life, because that person's really not his friend.
Right. Well, it seems like there's, as I said, there's deceitfulness in the situation, and there's some sort of sense of domination, so that would make sense in that situation. So the thing is, though, even if you guys do end up, I mean, you said that you had feelings for him, but has he ever expressed feelings for you?
We really did not express feelings about each other verbally. We just didn't go there. You know what I mean? It was more like a, you know, feeling, like, you know, as you go. It wasn't a lot of, he's a very quiet person, very quiet, very shy, very quiet. So it's hard to get him to open up.
Yeah, I don't think, unfortunately, though, that even if you guys, if this third party gets out of the picture, according to the reading anyway, that in the next, you know, 12 months or so, I don't really see you guys being romantic or in a romantic relationship. I see him being in your life, though. I mean, if that was your question, him being around you, yeah, there's still the energy around you that he's there. But I don't see any sort of romantic attachment to him at all in terms of love. And you'd asked about your love life. So I don't really see that being your future with him the next year. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the reading.
You have a great night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye. Tiffany. Hopefully Tiffany and Dan will remain friends. Okay, the next caller is from 813.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All right. Thank you for taking my call. This is Lena. Hello?
Hi, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm. I'm calling because I wanted to know if you can kind of give me an overview and tell me what you see for the, like, the next 6 or 8 months.
Just a general reading?
I'm sorry? Yes, just a general reading.
Well, it looks like the next 6 to 8 months are going to be challenging.
I heard the way you were throwing those cards down. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
We've got the Emperor card reversed. That's something that's sort of weakness. Someone who's really, really strong.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up, sir. I can't really hear you.
So sorry. Unfortunately, PR is having issues tonight with the call. So voice may be in and out. I'll try to talk louder. Maybe that will help, hopefully. The part and sort of having to rely on yourself. The next card we have is the Nine of Pentacles.
Mm-hmm.
Dependent upon others, and not really being and not really able to rely on herself financially, especially. We have Seven of Wands card. That card's about kind of succeeding, though, when you know, kind of achieving success even in a bad situation. So then we have the Hermit. That card tells you in the next 8 months is going to be somewhat of an interesting period. You're going to be forced to look inside and kind of find yourself. Find what you want to apply.
Wow.
We have the Moon card reversed, which means some sort of revelation in the next 6 to 8 months. Someone may have deceived you, some sort of new revelation of some sort. Your intuition will be revealed to you. Do the work. Then we have a break for partnership. We've got the cups reversed, which often means a breakup of a relationship or a divorce or a separation or something of that nature. We have the Eight of Cups reversed, sort of unrequited love, change in your life. If you are together, we have the Ten of Cups reversed, unfortunately, which is, again, like loss of friendship and loss of family. And the last card we have, which is the overarching card for the 68 months, is strength call. So you're going to have to call all of your leaders for the next 68 months to actually really get to it. Fortunately, I don't see a lot of good stuff coming for you the next 68 months. I'm so sorry. I don't see a lot of great stuff happening, but you'll get
through
it.
Well, good thing I can't hear it because I appreciate the reader, but I couldn't hear it. So if you're saying it was all bad, then maybe it's for the best.
If you go in, I will see what you're reading there. Want to? If you go to BTR and click on the chat room on my page,
okay.
I'll see you in there what the reading was. Okay, I apologize.
No, it's fine. I appreciate it. Thanks for trying, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So sorry, everybody. Like I said, for some reason, when I have the phone calls lately, whenever I'm on the phone, it seems to go in and out. But when I'm speaking on the air, it seems to be fine. So I'm not real sure why it's doing that. BTR says they're working on it, but unfortunately it hasn't been working lately. So hopefully I'll be able to figure out what that problem is. Let's get to the next caller. I hope that you can hear me at least. Let's see here. Let me unplug this, see if that helps. Let's see. Plug it. See if that helps. Hopefully it does. Okay, 248, you're on the air.
How you doing? My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I was just looking to see about a geographical move in the first half of this year.
Okay. Where are you going to be moving from?
Michigan.
And moving to?
Somewhere in the Southwest.
Southwest, okay. And your name's Mike, okay. 1 second.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so looks like it may be financially related or something. I'm not sure, but you have the first card, the Seven of Pentacles reversed for your past. So it seems like maybe your past isn't so great. You might be leaving a bad situation financially. Perhaps you're moving into it for a new job or something. I don't know. But the next card you have is the Devil reversed, which means you're kind of being released from bondage, released from a bad situation, moving forward, moving on and away from negativity and evil, whatever. And then we have the Ten of Pentacles, which is sort of which is a great card. I mean, it's about money and riches and safety and things like that, family, things like that. We have the Five of Wands card. The Five of Wands card is your overarching card, unfortunately, in this situation for you. It's representative of kind of unsatisfied, being unsatisfied or whatever. So even though you're going to be able to, you're going to have these great things, you know, happening financially, it seems. And you have the Ace of Cups here, which is a great card. It means overflowing with great new things, new stuff happening for you. The overarching card for you is the Five of Wands, and that's telling you that even though you're going to have some good things happening for you in other areas of your life, it seems like you're going to have an unsatisfied outcome. So you're going to be not, even though you're moving somewhere else, ultimately, you're not going to be satisfied being there for whatever reason. It seems like you're going to have some sort of discord or some sort of bad situation that happens ultimately. But in the beginning, it's going to be good. Just since ultimately, it doesn't seem like the best move for you. Although you're going to feel freer in the beginning, you're going to feel great, you're going to have more money, you're going to have things like that happening. For some reason, you're not going to be completely satisfied there. Maybe it's just not really good for your energy. It doesn't mesh with you, whatever. But that doesn't mean you can't move again. You can always move again. But ultimately, I don't think you're going to be happy there. I think it's good in some ways, but not others. So, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So we've got 505 on the air. 505, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
My call. Mm-hmm. I'm doing great, and I can hear you perfectly.
Good.
Thank you.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, ever since you did that, because I heard the other callers, it didn't go so well.
Oh, good.
But you sound good.
Good. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm going through a very long-term relationship ending. So I'm looking to have a new job. Incorporate mm-hmm. a new job into my life.
Okay.
And I don't know if the cards would show new romance for me, but anyway, whatever comes up first,
okay.
the most important, which would probably be my job.
Sure. Whatever comes up, I'll just let you know what comes up. So just ask about your life in general over the next year. Is that okay?
Yes, that would be great.
What is your name?
Patricia.
Patricia. Okay, let's see here. 1 second. And just kind of focus on your life and your job and your love life, your future love life, not your past one, and try to think about yourself. Here we go. Anything about your job in here, but let's just see what it says. It may well, there's some things that may be representative of your job, but let's see. Okay, so you've got the Page of Swords card, and that's someone just kind of very vigilant and kind of trying to get through life, just kind of very who presses forward even in bad situation. Then we have the Seven of Swords. You have a lot of swords, unfortunately. Seven of Swords. reversed, and that's representative of, like, what's the word? The thinking back on your life, whatever. But also it can mean, like, I don't know what I'm trying to think of here, like arguments and just quarrels and things like that. So bad, but this is your immediate right now, basically. So it's like a bad time in terms of your life, obviously, but you told me that. Then the next one we have is the Ten of Wands card, which is like pushing uphill and just kind of moving, trying to move forward, but having a really hard time. Just a lot of pressures and things that need to be kind of taken care of that haven't been. Then we have the overarching card for the next year for you, which is the Four of Cups card, which is not a bad card. It's just a card that kind of means you're not satisfied over the next year or so. So you're looking forward for kind of you're going to be looking for the next year to be kind of disappointing for yourself, unfortunately. I'm so sorry. But the next year won't be so wonderful. But, of course, you can always change your energy. This is just the energy that's coming in right now. But then we have the Ten of Swords card reversed, fortunately. And the Ten of Swords card is someone who is basically coming out of a bad situation, which you are, improving, and things momentarily improving your situation. So even though you're going to have an interesting year and somewhat of a struggle, you're going to be okay. It's saying it's kind of a passing success. It's not like a perfect, like, you know, wonderful, successful year, but you're going to be okay. The next two cards we have in what it's telling you to focus on is the Two of Swords card. And that's saying you need to really focus on becoming balanced and focus on your life being balanced and not really focus on other things outside of yourself. Focus on your, like you said, your job, yourself, whether it's your health, whatever. Don't worry about other external interests. And I think that may be reflecting your you know, love life as well, because it's not showing anything about love in here. And the last card we have is the Ace of Wands card, and that's a new beginning, starting over, brand new, you know, kind of just starting over from the scratch. So overall, what it's saying to you is this, is that even though you've had a bad time and you're having somewhat of a miserable existence right now, and this year is not going to be, it's going to be a little bit unsatisfying for you. You're going to have things and opportunities available to you that you're going to pass on because you're kind of trying to change your life, it seems. And you're going to have sort of an uphill battle in your life, whether it's your job or otherwise. But I think this is more about your job and your career. And then you're going to be okay. You're not going to be great, but you're going to be fine. You're going to get through it. And it's telling you to focus on your life and having a balanced existence, and like meaning love, work, family, friends, you know, all those things. Don't just put everything into your love life or everything into your work life. Really focus on balancing yourself. And the last card is a new beginning. So the end of this year, even though you're going to go through all this crap this year, by the end of the year, next year, when it begins, it's going to feel like a fresh new beginning. So you're going to be fine. And it's not like the greatest reading in the world, but it's not a bad reading. And I think you just need to kind of focus on, as it says, yourself, staying balanced, and you're not going to see any sort of love. I don't see any kind of love in here, unfortunately. You had like 1, 2, 3, 4 swords cards, and they're all not great. I think you really need to focus on just balancing your life. And once you do that, next year will be a very, very good year. Okay?
Okay. Well,
all right.
That's something for me to work on. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got two callers left. We've got 971. Are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. How can I help you tonight?
Just wondering if you could give me, like, I don't know, like a reading or a forecast of me and this guy.
Okay, what's your name? What's the guy's name?
My name is Kay, and his name is Peter.
Kay and Peter. Okay, let's see here. So you want to know about your relationship over the next year or so, or just the near future or whatever?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay. Let's see what it says here. Just think, keep your mind on Peter and think about him, and we'll see what it says. Here we go. Okay. Okay. Well, the first card we have is the Two of Pentacles reversed, and that's talking about sort of your – this is your recent past or distant past, sort of kind of putting a face on like you're happy and you're not really happy, but you're acting like you're happy for some reason. And then we have the Two of Cups, which is an amazing card. I love reading. It's a great card. And this is your present situation. It says there is a relationship, then that you are having one with somebody else, but that it's Two of Cups is a partnership or love, you know, being engaged or whatever. It's just really about love and connection with somebody else. Then we have the Strength card reversed, and that's saying that there's some sort of weakness here. I don't know if it's an addiction or it can also mean like not having faith in the relationship, maybe. So I don't know if one of you feels that way. Then we have the Four of Pentacles reversed, and that's someone who is kind of letting go of material stuff and maybe moving on and sort of in suspense or waiting for something. So when I'm done with this, I'll kind of interpret the whole thing. Then we have the Queen of Wands card. The Queen of Wands is a woman who is very, very loving and friendly, and she's somebody everybody wants to be around. And then we have the Five of Cups card, one more card after that. And the Five of Cups card is the card that represents sort of the opposite of loneliness. And so it's sort of like a hopeful outlook and new things and return of someone new, a reunion with somebody, whatever. And the last card we have for you is the Justice card, which is interesting in a love reading, and that's just meaning honor and being the right, fair ending to something. So overall, this is what it's saying. It seems like there's some sort of with Peter, you and Peter, it seems like there's some sort of one of you seems to be going through the motions.
Yeah, I'm going through the motions.
Oh, okay.
I ended it earlier this month, and then actually we just spoke on the phone earlier tonight. So
you still definitely have a strong connection with him because of the Two of Cups card. So there's a connection there. And that usually means that you love him. I mean, there's love there, but it doesn't mean you're in love necessarily. There's love there. I don't see like a lot of passion necessarily, but I see love or some sort of real affection for each other. But it seems to me, like I said, that first card is showing that, you know, I guess that you said it was yourself, someone going through the motions and not really kind of being completely upfront. And kind of waiting for things to maybe end or waiting for things to come to a different conclusion, even though you are a pretty nice person.
Hello? Okay. It cut out right after you were talking about the first card.
Oh, so sorry. So sorry. Can you
That's
hear me?
That's cool. Yeah, it's just cutting in and out again.
All right. Overall, though, if you're going through the motions or whatever, you know, right now, that's one thing. But overall, I don't see the two of you ending up together. There's not an indication of a huge romance here. There's just an indication that you two have a connection. Whether that's a friendship or love is up to you. But usually the Two of Cups card means a strong connection with somebody else. So the ultimate end to this relationship will be the rightful, justful end to it, but I don't see the two of you ending up together per se. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I definitely feel like there's a strong like foundation, at, you know, like a friendship there.
Absolutely, yes, there is, yes.
So I'm going to see how things pan out in the next couple weeks, maybe. Yeah.
Just be honest with him, and that's the best. If you're honest with him, as with anyone else, if you're honest, then you can't feel bad about what happens. Just be honest with your feelings, and whatever happens as a result of that will happen, okay?
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, we've got one more caller, 619. You're on the air.
Hello, I'm Steve.
Yep.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I am Steve. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Unfortunately, I think we're having problems, technical difficulties. Let me put Steve, if you can hear me, Let me put you on hold for just a second. I'll be right back and see if I can fix the problem. I apologize. Be right back. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Hi, can you hear me now or not?
I hear you very well.
Okay, good. What's your question? How can I help you?
Yeah, the best that I was expecting, I was wondering if it would be coming soon and how it would change my life.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I can't hear you. You want to know how something can change your life? What can change your life?
It's a message I'm expecting and how it's going to change my life.
A message, okay.
Yes.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, so hopefully you can hear me. Let's see here. We've got the Hierophant card. We've got the 767. Hold on. Okay, so, well, it looks like there's some sort of, Are you, like, a really traditional guy or not? I mean, because it seems like you are, but we've got the Hierophant card here, and beyond that, we've got the six of Pentacles card reversed, which means someone who's sort of jealous and or maybe has an unpaid loan or something like that. Someone who's also kind of just sort of bad, not good about money. Then we have the nine of Swords card, which is reversed for you. Someone who's kind of a shady character, not a really good person. Someone who's sort of bad. These are all bad things. Then we have the Nine of Pentacles card reversed. That's someone who's actually not great with money, who's not very independent, who's kind of dependent upon other people. Then we have the Three of Cups card reversed as well, which is somebody who's kind of losing what they've had in the past, their status in society. And the last card we have is the Queen of Cups card. Reversed, and that's someone who's kind of dishonest. So there's a lot of dishonesty, it seems like, in this situation. I don't know why, but there's some sort of, like, I don't know if it's gambling or a lie or something like that, but you do have the Sun card here, which the Sun card is all good things, wonderful, whatever. So the outcome, although it's good, is the Sun card.
Whatever is going on with this message, I don't know. It seems like it may be related to money or something, gambling, I don't know. But there's some really shady people involved, and I would really watch out, watch your back, frankly, because there's going to be, there could be some really bad outcomes. But you do have the Sun card, which kind of almost faces everything and makes everything great. So it looks like you're going to be happy. I don't know if it's, what it's about money. Is it about money or not?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, whatever it's about, then I think that the first card, though, you have here is the Hierophant card, which is about tradition, doing things the honorable way, and you have everything else being about dishonor and deceit and corruption, and then you have the Sun card at the end. So that tells me that the way that you may have typically done things or been affected by things around you would be traditional, on par, very upstanding person. But I don't know if you got involved in some situation that maybe wasn't so good for you. And ultimately, it could be bad for you, but ultimately the ending is going to be a good result. So just hang tight, and whatever the message you're waiting for to come, when it does come, is going to end up ultimately helping you in the end, okay?
Thank you very much.
Goodbye. All right, so we have all our callers done. So if you guys want to join me next week, feel free, and I would be happy to take your calls in as well. I hope you have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit SafeguardVeterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.